Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is set to kick off in the red this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will be down by around 0.5% when we get underway later on this morning. In reality, that's not such a bad outcome considering that US markets took quite a knock last night. They were able to finish off their worst levels of the session, but still the NASDAQ was down by around 2%, the S&P 500 down by 1.4%, and that was the general theme for Northern Hemisphere stocks last night. They were under pressure. So there's a lot of different moving parts that you can try to make sense of. Some of the things actually conflict, but the bottom line is that investors are concerned about slowing growth at the moment and what that means as far as earnings are concerned. That's why we saw stocks down and long-term and short-term government bond yields down as well. So that was a feature of both sides of the Atlantic last night. If there's a nuance within that, the pendulum is swinging towards potentially the US Fed now being closer to a 0.75% rate hike compared to the 0.5% that had been talked about at the end of last week. But then again, that is seen through the lens of the US Fed tightening harder and then ultimately resulting in a hard landing as far as the economy is concerned. So all of this was brought down to a finer point last night in terms of the commentary that we heard from a range of bank CEOs. There was the head of the Bank of Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon also chimed in as well. They spoke about slowing growth, job cuts, all of those types of things. And that is in part the reason why you had the KBW Bank Index down 1.6% last night. But that adding to the more than 4% decline that we'd seen the session before. So that alone means that we'd be paying careful attention to the fortune of our own banks just to see if there's any washover from that sort of commentary last night. And the other thing that is worth paying particular attention to today, obviously, will be the oil price. So it fell by more than 3% last night. We saw oil prices hit an 11-month low where West Texas Intermediate is concerned. So local energy stocks are going to be feeling the brunt of that today as well. The thing to bear in mind as far as the European experience was concerned, we had stocks lower across the board. The Stock 600 index down 0.6%, German DAX down 0.7%, the French market down 0.1%, the FTSE down 0.6%. There were weaker readings in economic terms across Europe last night. One of the things that stood out was the weakness in construction activity in Germany. It fell for an eighth consecutive month, the measure there, and that was the slowest pace of growth since the beginning of last year. If there's a positive, there was that price pressures managed to moderate, but still the pulse of growth is slow in Europe, leading the European Central Bank officials to talk about the peak in rates being close at hand. And that's what we heard from the chief economist of the European Central Bank last night. Within that, there's the suggestion that interest rates could still go higher, but that the peak is closer at hand. Not that it helped things, although the German bonds did fall by 8 basis points in the terms of the 10-year Bund to 1.78%, so that's the lowest in around 3 months. And again, for bond yields to do that, that's not happening when the markets are upbeat about growth and earnings and the like. So that leaves us with the national accounts figures locally for the September quarter. The expectation is that the economy expanded by around 0.7% in the 3 months in that period. If, for example, we saw something lower than that, that would then complement that narrative that we're tending to hear from the Reserve Bank as in relation to the potential for recent rate hikes to have done their work. So worth keeping an eye on that space today. So the Aussie dollar has lost ground overnight. A couple of factors there. Again, the dovish commentary from the RBA yesterday, and indeed the strength of the US dollar have both worked against the currency overnight.